It's time to wake up to the cool side of the pillow. Podcast, that is. While not an actual pillow, it serves as a metaphor for the playgrounds of our collective subconscious. Cool Side of the Pillow is a show about dreams, not goals or aspirations, you sillies. Rather, a show that delves into dreams of listeners, just like you. So keep listening, dreamers. Our resident experts, and I use that term loosely, Josh and Vince will do their best to navigate listener-submitted dreams while providing insights and, dare I say it, a dash of fun. Please, just try to enjoy it.
On today's episode, Josh looks for ways to improve the show. But will Vince be on board with the changes? Plus, we hear from one dreamer about their run-in with some Disney IP and another that just may or may not be a unicorn. All that and more today on Cool Side of the Pillow. Yeah, here he is, everyone. My co-host Vince. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Oh my. Well, how do you do? Very well, I see. Roses for me? You definitely should have. A kiss on the cheek, if you must. Let's not make the other cheeks too jealous now. What? Hang on. Wait. Did all studio cats turn into humans?
No, Vince. It's our new studio audience.
A what?
That's right, buddy. Get over here. It's time to record the show.
Oh my. Ooh. Ow. Hey, what is all this crap?
It's a box.
Uh-huh.
Of merchandise.
If you say so.
That I bought.
Sure.
For us.
It's mathing.
To sell.
I can dig it.
To people.
No doubt.
For money.
That's what I like.
I hope. Take a look.
I just might. Ooh, this is already making me a little itchy. All right, let's see. Eye patches.
For eyes.
Bowling pins.
For bowling.
Cheese grater.
Yeah, for cheese, but only cheddar. Trust me, I tried.
Okay, and looks like 87 bedazzled denim skirts. No jackets for whatever reason. Golf tees. They don't even have our logo.
Oh, yes, they do, Vince. But you need the Cool Side of the Pillow branded magnifying glasses to see it. You see? Yep, right there. Yep. Yeah. But, you know, it's even better.
What's that?
To go along with that magnifying glass, you're going to want one of our specialized magnifying glass carrying cases. And they come in all the colors.
I mean, I like colors, but how many of our monies did you piss away on this nonsense?
It's not spending, it's investing. Spending money earns money.
Yes. I've heard of this concept before. Your dividends, your stock market, if you will, your bear market, if it so pleases you, your equity, and I wish you would, your portfolio, your bulls on parade market, building the very walls of Wall Street, the grease that makes money smell the way it does. I'm talking nickels and facts, boy.
Exactly. Well, but look at this, Vince. This is my favorite bit of merch. Look at this. It's the Cool Side of the Pillow Kentucky State Roadmap.
Mm-hmm. Are there other states?
I don't know, but you know what? Roads are roads, Vince. Maps are maps.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, speaking of roadmaps, I don't know where you're going with all this, but I'm getting stress hives. Any more pens I can use for scratching?
Well, Vince! Vince! How already have you used 200 pens? Those were a limited run.
Limited run, you say? Speaking of which, I think I have the runs. My tum-tum is ready to rumble. I'll be right back and we can listen to the first dream. I guess I'm using one of those golf tees for scratching.
Vince, you're getting your DNA everywhere.
I'm Charlene of Charlene's Art Supply. You heard that correct. It's Art Supply. I sell one specific art supply. I sell those paint holder things. You know, those oval-shaped painting palettes. Rufus said I couldn't sell just one thing, but I said, watch me. He's wrong. Anyway, I sell a lot of them things that hold paint. Well, I should say I stock lots of them. Business ain't been so great. Yeah, not really selling lots of them. That's why I'm doing this here ad on this here dream show. But enough about that. Can you please edit out those tears? I stock so many different paint palettes. Small ones, medium ones, slightly larger ones, big ones, really big ones. Like, I don't even know how you could hold it with one hand big. I got new ones, used ones, ones that were returned in an open box and I can't really tell if they were used. Clear ones, red ones, green ones, blue ones, off-white ones, and before you even ask,
I do not sell purple ones.
We even customize them for you. I mean, what better way to say happy 4th of July? Or good luck to that high school grad on their way to art school. So, head over to Charlene's Art Supply today. Or tomorrow, if you have time, but probably not too much longer than a month. It's really touch and go here, day by day. We are right next to Big Jim's Dim Sum Sum Pup Station. That's over on 5th. You got this, Charlene. Rufus doesn't know what he's talking about. I'll show him what's what. He's so wrong.
Hey, Vince, how are you feeling? How's your tummy doing?
It's not feeling great. Oh, and these hives are, certainly not getting any better.
Yeah, do you think you can do this dream, or?
I don't know, man. Look at me. I'm like one of Cronenberg's creations.
Something. But here, for your comfort, you could use one of these cool side of the pillow branded beach towels. Wrap it around you.
Ooh, this is nice. Mmm. Hold me closer, tiny blanket. Ah, actually, it's making it worse. I have super hives.
All right, but let's just try and do this dream, okay?
Hey, Vince and Josh. This is David from Boston, Massachusetts.
Of course he is. Hopefully he's not a masshole.
So I was wondering if you could help interpret this dream.
Seems like a nice hole.
This is actually a recurring dream that I had as a kid. It would always have sort of like the same start. I'd be in my bedroom. We had a window in the bedroom, and I'd look out that window, and there was like a porch roof outside that bedroom window. And what I would see, I was an 80s kid, so Star Wars toys back then were like the big thing. There would be a toy AT-AT from Empire Strikes Back. And its little head would swivel and look at me through the window. And that's always how this dream would start off. And it was sort of like a signal that this kind of dream, which was actually terrifying to me when I was a kid, it was like the signal that it was starting. And so after that, I would have to in my dream, run and get in my bed. Dream always happened in daytime. And I get under the covers and I'd have to stay very still in my bed. And then I would hear like this music box start playing. And when the music box started playing, I'd get tingly feelings in my arms and legs.
Just wetting the bed.
And there'd be these sort of like sparkly lights on my, I guess, my extremities. And then a whole crowd of...
people,
basically crows from the movie Dumbo, like the old animated movie Dumbo. I don't know if there was a live version of that. That sounds ridiculous. But those crows would then rush into my room and stand side by side and just all line up around my bed and sort of like box me in my bed. So I'd have my eyes closed in the dream, but it's like one of those things that you knew what was going on, even though you shouldn't know. And so then they would stand there and basically, I don't know, stand there and stare at me. And then somehow I think the dream just ended. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think all that means. Thanks.
Well, Vince, this probably means we're going to end up with copyright infringement. It's a lot of trademark stuff in there, huh?
There is. I'm not even familiar with what a Star Wars is.
Exactly. I'm a bit of a Star Wars fan, Vince. I don't know if you knew this about me. And here's a fun fact for you.
Here we go.
Yeah, lightsabers are actually an ode to swivel sticks. They're swivel sticks that George Steven Lukather would use in his favorite drink, which was a gimlet, and he would stir them. And he thought, what a fun thing. So while he was, you know, typing his script, he would have the little swivel sticks, and he's like, oh, lightsaber. And so it was, you know, an ode to those. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't make any Cool Side of the Pillow swivel sticks branded items. I could use them for my scratching.
That's a good idea. No, not enough with the scratching. Everyone's gonna pick up on the microphone. I know it will. So what do you think about this dream that David from Massachusetts?
So I have thoughts, but also it was interesting how he said like somehow the dream would end, and it's like, well, yeah, or else you'd still be in your dream. Is he still in his dream? Are we in his dream? I'm freaking out.
Are we part of his dream?
Oh no.
Oh no.
There's only one way to know for sure. Which I don't know what that way would be.
Pinch yourself, pinch. I'm pinching myself. I'm not waking up. I am awake.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
I'm kind of feeling it. I'm mostly dead inside, so it's hard to feel, but I feel like I'm pinching myself a little. Oop, there it is.
Yeah. I do. A lot of this is childhood stuff, though. You know what I mean? And childhood is a fickle thing. It's a difficult, complicated thing, Vince.
It is. It's tough to navigate. And I think really what a lot of this is it's like a call to action. You know, he said it usually happens during the day. During the day, there's light. You know, you're illumination. You're like realizing more things. You're more aware of stuff. You're not in the dark. And I think the fact that like it was a murder of crows that would like surround him like in his bed. I think his bed was kind of like a portal, and the crows sort of served as like an alarm system. And he mentioned like all the light and everything that would come through with like energy and lights flowing through your body, not just peeing the bed, but also like a full body experience, just something to kind of try to wake up all your senses and let all of you know, hey, you need to be aware. Of what? I'm not sure. Clearly there was something that maybe he felt he wasn't aware of, that his subconscious was trying to let him know. And the only way he could do that was during daytime and like, you know, getting into a bed or a portal or a vessel and it activating his chakras or whatever you want to call them. Just feelings of him being overwhelmed. Like also like the crows boxing him in, you know, murder of crows boxing you in. That's not very pleasant. Neither is the movie Dumbo. No, yeah. It's good. Whoops.
You love it. Childhood nickname was Dumbo, wasn't it?
That's right. So one of the only, I've watched a total of 3 movies in my life, and I got half of the way through that one.
Half of the way through. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's just his subconscious trying to warn him that Return of the Jedi was coming out. You know what I mean?
That could be. That things were about to change forever.
Yeah. I know. Ewoks are coming.
Where'd he walk? Oh, and they're doing what? Oh, Ewoks are coming. I still have questions, but it's probably not suitable for this podcast.
Maybe not. So, I mean, really, I guess there's some stuff he's dealing with as a kid, you're saying? Is that all there is to it?
I just feel like when you're a kid, a lot of times you don't know how to process what you see. Mm-hmm. You don't know necessarily when you should be on guard. Like as an adult, we get hardened and we realize like, hey, there are times when we have to be on guard, or we have to be on alert. And I think that it was maybe it's just intuition. Like when he knew, hey, I have to be aware of something, I have to like mentally prepare myself. Maybe he would kind of lapse into that dream that would I don't know, sort of like let him know, like, hey, something's going on. You've got the council of crows around you, and you know, they could call at any moment. You're in, you know, this bed, this portal, this vessel that's going to awaken you with the light that courses through you. So I just think that, like, maybe he was, it was his way of being aware of things, and as a child, that's just how he thought of it. How he made it make sense to himself as a child. Like whenever he felt danger, his spidey sense was tingling.
Yeah.
Maybe he just went to that, lapsed into that dream state.
Or maybe it was a prophecy, right? That Disney was going to buy Star Wars.
And ruin it? I don't know. Who said that?
Welcome back. Yeah, yes, thank you, everybody.
What is it with these guys? Why don't we dial it back a little bit, okay, folks?
Sounds good. You'll need to save your energy. You will need it for dun da da da. Timothy Albright, the muted gray squirrel. Get a load of this awesome catchphrase that we can monetize.
I'm nuts about dreams, I dream about nuts.
More like Timothy not so bright.
Hey, that's not very nice. How about a snuggle?
Aww. A snuggle? What does that entail?
Thanks for noticing. I do have a tail. A beautiful, bushy, muted gray tail.
This fucking guy. That snuggle does seem enticing, but that's how they get you. I wonder how far to the top this goes. The audience, Josh, this squirrel, who else? President? CIA? CBS, maybe MTV2, The Milkman, Uncle Grandpa, Creamsicle Williams.
He's the perfect addition to the show. He's recognizable and the kids will love him.
You ain't just whistling Dixie.
You ain't just diddling Trixie.
Do we have a problem, little man?
It's Little Lord or Short King. Capiche?
Vince, what's the problem?
I hate his fur and I hate his parents for creating him.
That's it, you chubby little lord. I'ma throw hands.
You wanna slam some ham? Let's go, you little piece of shit.
Ooh, my name is Vince, and I'm a little goofus who doesn't respect or care about anything, especially his wonderful co-host, Josh. Wink.
First of all, Josh isn't that wonderful.
Hey.
He's about three clicks away from glorious.
All right.
But that might be a stretch. Second, this is a two-man show, not two men and a baby. C, your age is indistinguishable, so you could be a baby or an old hag. And letters F through Z, those are fighting words, and I'm about to alphabetize your ass and get you back in order.
Guys, you're getting lost in the sauce. And Vince, I think you missed a few letters and or numbers.
Now I see what my agent was talking about. This show isn't just nuts, it's dysfunctional. Seems like you two are all jelly and there's no peanut butter in those sandwiches.
Mmm, hoagies. Can we break for lunch?
I could go for some food. You know, Peter's Pickled Panini Penthouse just opened on 5th. We'll give that a whirl.
You two are nuts.
You are what you're about to eat. You made it up furball, biatch.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm about to put that lazy eye back to work.
Boys! Boys! Please, you don't need to fight over me.
We're not.
I've had it, all right? Let's settle down. I have the perfect thing to get us back on track.
Oh, is it another song?
Well, not yet, but... how about we focus on another dream?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. My name is Vince.
All right, Vince, let's just take it down a notch and do our second dream for the episode, all right?
Okay.
Hey, Josh and Vince. This is Adam in Maryland.
Hi, Adam in Maryland.
Long-time listener, first-time dreamer. So I had an interesting dream the other day that I was hoping that maybe you guys could help me figure out. So it started out, I am in, I think it's Ireland or Scotland. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, I'm there for what is supposed to be a high school class reunion, but it's also somehow a tech conference.
That makes sense.
But anyway, it's being held in this little pub. Well, it looks little from the outside, but once I enter, it's surprisingly spacious.
That's what he said.
So I go in, and I'm mingling with a bunch of people that I don't really care to see, and I belly up to the bar, have a few pints of Guinness, at which point, you know, after a few drinks, I'm starting to realize I need to use the facilities, and the line is just immense. So I say to myself, well, I can just go outside. So I go outside, but I'm immediately taken by a sight off in the distance, up on the hilly, like, cliffside. There's this strange glowing light.
Yep, it's the police. You're a sex offender. Congratulations.
So I decide, I'm going to go check that out. So I wander up the side of the cliff, and as I'm approaching the light, I notice it is a baby unicorn.
Nice.
Nestled up in a little, like, tufted of grass.
Skip, scop, scat.
So I slowly start approaching it, not to scare it. And it sees me, but it's not afraid. And I get closer and closer, and I find it very odd that this baby unicorn isn't running away. So as I approach, there's a puddle in front of it. And I look down, and I realize that I'm no longer me. I'm also a unicorn, which is probably why the baby's not scared of me. But this, of course, frightens me, because I'm a person and not a unicorn. So I rear up on my haunches, and my footing, like, I lose it, and I slip, and I fall off the edge of the cliff, and I'm kind of plummeting down, 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 and then, bam, I'm bouncing in my bed, like I actually fell and landed in it, but I'm awake now. What do you think that all means? Thanks, guys.
Well, it's a lot to unpack there. Damn, buddy. All right. Well, apparently Josh is very horny to give his interpretation, so have at it, bud.
Gladly. It would be my pleasure. You see, Vince, as we get older, we tend to spend more and more time trying to fill the gaps left from our past. For some, it's an old childhood toy. A sled, a doll, a long-lost action figure that once held all the magic in the world. That plastic ring from the cereal box that made you feel like royalty. For others, it's a deeper yearning, a connection to a friend who faded into memory, a relative whose voice you can barely remember, but whose presence you still ache for in quiet moments. The truth is, when you lose something you once loved, you find yourself longing for it. But memory is a tricky beast, Vince. It bends, it warps, and sometimes it doesn't give you back exactly what you thought you lost. Sometimes that longing takes on a shape all of its own. Unrecognizable at first, until it stands before you, rearing itself, majestic and strange. And you see yourself as a unicorn. A unicorn, Vince, think about it. A creature so wildly improbable, so beautifully nonsensical, that the only way your brain could process its own fractured longing was to put a horn on a horse and send it galloping through the dreamscape. Now, I'm not saying Adam literally became a unicorn, though who am I to say what's possible? But mentally, spiritually, he may have transformed. Adam hoofed his way right into self-discovery, prancing through the fields of his subconscious trying to find that one perfect thing. In that transformation, he was chasing something. Not just a sparkly horn and hooves, but that elusive diamond in the rough, that piece of himself that was lost along the way. And this brings us to the real question, Vince. Can you ever truly be happy if you're always searching for something that may not even exist? Is the treasure actually the gold in the box buried in the sand? Is it the rare book sealed in a crumbling wall? The pearl tucked deep within the oyster at the bottom of the ocean? Or the key hidden in the roots of some ancient gnarled tree? Or, and here's a kicker, is the real treasure the search itself? And if, after all that searching, you finally find that treasure chest or unlock that door and find nothing, just an empty room, echoing and still, could it be that nothing was exactly what you were looking for all along? Could it be the gift wasn't the treasure, but the stillness, the silence, the peace of mind that comes when you finally stop? Could it be, Vince, could it possibly be that the empty room was the point all along? That what you were looking for wasn't the treasure or the closure or even answers, but just stillness, the silence? The soft hum of a world that finally, finally doesn't need anything from you. The piece of you that's too rare, too weird, too you to be anything else. So maybe, Vince, just maybe, the unicorn, that glittering, awkward, beautiful creature that Adam saw, was part of him, but part of us all, really, that's been waiting to be seen. The horn, the hooves, the awkwardly majestic grace of a creature that exists because we exist. The part of us that's been waiting for us to stop searching long enough just to be seen. The part that never fit into any box. The part that doesn't need to be anything other than what it is: rare, strange, and wholly unique. The real question is, my friend, what translation have we become? Where must we go to rediscover ourselves? What have we become in our search? And where must we go next to find our way back to ourselves? So the real question isn't what we're looking for. It's what we've become while we are looking. And more importantly, Vince, where the hell do we go next?
I don't know. It seems like homeboy just went to bed and fell asleep drunk.
Josh here for the Beach Balls Aren't Only for the Beach Advocacy Group, or Bahawa Bag for short. I'm helping to spread the word that beach balls are for more than the dog days of summer while hanging out in your swim trunks at the seashore. Yeah, they've been typecast for way too long. Think I'm crazy? Well, I'm not. Truth is, beach balls, they've got range. Beach balls bring extra fun to that lackluster sporting event, or that simple backyard barbecue that just needs an extra kick. Several teachers even claim that a simple box of beach balls can drive classroom engagement from 0 to 100 in no time flat. Still think I'm out of my mind? Well, I'm not. Try bringing a beach ball to your next office meeting for a whole lot of laughter. Their round, colorful, bouncy, lightweight, joyful, inflated to perfection spheres of infinite possibilities, and honestly, the only limit to where they belong is your imagination. So next time you head to that stuffy old dinner party, forget that bottle of expensive wine, and grab a beach ball. And when Jeffrey from accounting asks, "Where the fuck this beach ball come from?" tell Jeff,
"Beach balls aren't just for the beach anymore, you dweeb."
Cool Side of the Pillow. Podcast, that is.
Thanks, gang. So you two, how are we feeling? How's the temp in the room?
I mean, I could do some hot yoga in here. It's pretty dang near perfect. Perfect for a mesh turtleneck and rain shorts if the mood or lightning should strike.
Well, I have this beautiful, lush, muted gray fur, so I'm always at peak comfort. But I think Josh meant, how are we getting along, you damn numb nuts?
Well, we do have these lovely hoodies and t-shirts available at our website, coolsideofthepillow.com, for all temperature, shapes, and sizes.
Selling out to the man, losing track of the art, losing my religion. That's me in the corner, sick of all your merch and studio audience nonsense. But mostly, mostly, this filthy, mangy, poor excuse for a sewer rat. Josh, I'm not joshing you. These changes suck.
Vince, buddy, sometimes change is good. And just like REO told us, as they disembark from their speedwagon, you gotta roll with the changes. The studio audience is helpful. They let the listeners know when they should laugh or cry or what they should feel. And the merch, well, it'll be fun to wear and it keeps the lights on. And then lastly, over here, our buddy Timothy Albright. Well, he's a star in the making. Or so I was told.
Or so you were sold a bill of goods so bad that they are in fact not good goods, but poorly made bads.
Hitch your caboose to my engine, short wide, and I'll make you famous.
Guys, easy, easy. I believe I have the perfect team builder to get us back on track.
And here comes the freaking song.
Ooh-wee, song time.
Me, 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 me. So, Vince, I think you're gonna love it. And Timothy.
Can climb a tree, fall off, hitting every thorny branch on the way down, and land straight in hell. That'd be a neat change, right?
Just get this out of your systems, you morons with microphones.
Timothy, stand back and prepare to be wowed.
Ooh, got me skipping to my Lou, like Lou in Louisville.
Yeah, I think you're going to love it, Vince.
Gonna love it.
Don't get confused. Yeah, these aren't just humor jokes.
I'm not joshing you. When I say I want to convince you to. Gotta love it.
Gonna love it. Gonna love it.
And just try to enjoy it. You see, Vince? Changes. They're so good.
I guess.
I feel it. And I want you to feel it, my friend.
I feel it. I feel it. I'm gonna love it.
I think you're getting it, Vince. I think you're getting it.
I'm gonna love it.
Yeah.
I don't love it yet.
Well, just think of the studio audience, Vince. And the listeners. And the beautiful, reasonably priced merchandise.
Yeah.
We're on a rocket to a planet called success.
Certainly sucks.
You're gonna love it. Think you're gonna love it.
I'm gonna love it.
I might love it, but I'm not so sure.
I think you're gonna love it, Vince.
Gonna love it.
He's gonna love it.
I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna love it.
Oh yeah, Vince, you're gonna love it.
Vince is
gonna love it.
Vince is gonna love it. He's gonna love it.
I'm gonna love it.
I'm gonna love it, Vince.
I'm gonna love it.
And Vince,
ooh-wee.
Need us not forget about our friend, best pal, Timbo.
Timno.
Get it all right. It's Timothy Albright.
Yeah. Lightning punch.
You're gonna love.
Rain short split into a kick.
That didn't work. Guys, would you stop fighting? Okay. I finally have you two separated. Now, Vinny boy, enough of this silent treatment. It's been almost 3 whole minutes, and you haven't said a word. It's just been a series of grunts.
Come on, little cowpoke, and have a seat on my old knee. Well, nah, never mind. Stay in your seat. Well, my boy, you see, I feel like the heart of this is two friends getting to hang out, talk a bunch of dumb shit about dreams, laugh, maybe make a few other people feel something other than indigestion. I don't know. I just feel like we're muddying the waters too bit. We're taking on maybe too much and losing track of what we're trying to do here. And I think, like, if we get too far out, what is this even going to be anymore? I just think maybe some of these changes aren't so great.
You know what? Maybe you're right, Vince. I didn't mean to mess things up. I guess I got a little too excited, you know? I mean, I believe in this thing so much. And I, at the end of the day, though, it really is about just you and I creating something together. And yeah, it'll be really nice if other people liked it, but I just want to spend time with you being silly and interpreting some dreams. Are we good?
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? Some of these changes ain't so bad after all.
Yeah.
Aww.
All right, that tears it. You want to get rid of these chuckleheads?
I'll get the door. Now hit the bricks.
Well, only one last piece of business to wrap up.
Our merchandise orders? Sprucing up the website? Or our Insta? Cool, pillow-sided, I mean, side... coolness, pillbox. Ah, you know what it's called, folks.
Nope. We need to get rid of that thing.
oh, Josh, you're hilarious. And that's why you're the boss.
I'm not the boss. This is a partnership of two.
Yeah, two morons with microphones.
Ah, there he go again.
Hold him, Vince. Good night, sweet prince.
Hey, what? Why am I in a sleeper hold?
Shh, shh, shh. It'll all be over soon.
I'll never forget you.
It's okay. You'll be joining all your friends before you know it.
Wait, all of them?
Don't worry, don't worry. It's just the failed mascots that end up in the can.
Everybody, if you can, do the can-can. Move your body, rain shorts is the plan. But don't you eat them now.
Coming soon. Cool side of the pillow, rain shorts.
Josh, will you ever learn?
Oopsie. Available at coolsideofthepillow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to Cool Side of the Pillow, Season 4, Episode 2. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a dream. Want more? Head over to coolsideofthepillow.com and grab some merch. And more importantly, send us your dreams. That's right, we want to hear your dreams. You can email us at dreams@coolsideofthepillow.com and Vince or I will read it on the show. Or, if you're feeling bold, send us a voice message, around 2 minutes or less, and we just might feature it and give it the full dream interpretation treatment. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Cool Side of the Pillow Pod Official. That's Cool Side of the Pillow Pod Official for updates, wacky content, and other weird dream stuff. Sleep tight, dream deep, and until next time, stay cool.
Last night I had a dream that all the babies prevented by the pill showed up. They were mad.
Curl up tight, just like an arm.